Oh yeah. Merry Christmas.
Dr. Jim Keeney, Health and Medicine Podcast at jim.md.
More fun than a colonoscopy.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jim Keeney. Today we're talking about holiday heart attacks. A happy subject for the holidays, but this is going to help you survive or help one of your family members survive a heart attack this holiday season. You know, it's interesting because if you have a heart attack any other month of the year except December and January, you're more likely to survive than in those 2 months. So the natural question is why? Unfortunately, a lot of things that make the season merry, like rich meals, more alcohol, more salt intake, and not to mention all that stress, tend to put increased risk on your heart and reduce your chances of survival. What factors increase your risk of death during the holidays? Let's go through a few. People are more reluctant to go to the emergency room during holiday celebrations for a lot of different reasons. A lot of times they shrug off chest pain as indigestion. Again, because excess food and alcohol intake during the holidays, most people actually expect to get indigestion. So when they feel that pain in their chest, that's your first thought. Boy, I got indigestion. Another reason people delay is because they're concerned about disrupting holiday gatherings and they want to avoid making a fuss. I hear so many people having a heart attack saying, I've got to get back home and get ready for the party that's coming tonight. Or I've got to get back to the party. I don't want to upset my grandkids. Some people have traveled to a strange city during the holidays and they're less likely to head off to a strange emergency department when they're not familiar with where the hospitals are, what kind of hospitals are around. Others maybe forgot their medications at home when they traveled. And now they don't want to go through the hassle of finding a doctor and getting them to write a new prescription for them. They figure they can just make it a few days without their medication, which is always a bad idea. During this rushed holiday, the bottom line is we all feel just a little too busy to attend to our health. We'll get to it on our New Year's resolution. When you're feeling symptoms of a heart attack, that's never a good idea to delay. We have a saying in the emergency department, time is muscle. And that's because survival of a heart attack is linked intimately to rapid diagnosis and rapid treatment. Turning the mirror on ourselves, we realize in hospitals that there are some factors that delay diagnosis further. Not just the patient delaying in coming to the hospital, but prolonged wait times, for example. Anybody who's been to an ER knows that it's busy. And it's crowded. Another problem is short staffing during the holidays. If you didn't know already, there is a nursing shortage. We are privileged to even have a nurse to take care of most patients on most days. And when one doesn't show up for work, I call what are known as registries. These are places where nurses sign up when they want to pick up extra hours. Even calling all the registries available, calling all of our backup staff. There are times when there's no extra nurses to come into the emergency department. Why are we talking about this to begin with? Because a study showed that this is a nationwide phenomenon, that death rates for heart attacks peak during the Christmas and New Year holiday seasons. This is not too big a surprise because other studies have shown that the survival for heart attacks is lower on weekends compared to weekdays. So again, there's some factor on the patient side, like behaviors during the holidays, but there's other factors on the hospital side. There's something different about the hospital on weekends. The regular staff may not be there. There may not be the extra staff that's usually available. Now, those are factors beyond your control. Let's talk about factors you can control. Well, a lot of times you can pick the hospital, so you should look ahead of time or maybe even call the hospital and ask them if they publish what's known as their door-to-balloon time. Door-to-balloon time is not a clown showing up and handing you a balloon. It is how long does it take to put a catheter up into your heart, put a balloon in there to open up the artery and fix a heart attack. That's called angioplasty. And hospitals that offer that are required to report that data to the Joint Commission on Hospital Accreditation. So they will probably give you that information as well, or you can find it for some hospitals on the web. That time should be less than 90 minutes. If it's less than 90 minutes, that tells you this is a hospital that is dedicated to heart care. So you may want to look that up ahead of time because I personally will tell the ambulance driver when I'm having a heart attack, don't go to the closest hospital to my house because that hospital has a very long door to balloon time because they don't have an angiography lab. I want you to go past that hospital. Now, that is against most policies for ambulance companies and for emergency medical systems. But if you're the patient, you can demand that. And if you know which hospital has the best door-to-balloon time, it may be worth an extra five-minute ambulance ride to shave 15 minutes or an hour off your door-to-balloon time. Now, let's look at other behavioral aspects that you can fix. Again, we talked about busy travelers and partiers who tend to skip their medications, that tend to forget their medications when they're traveling. I know that you have a different schedule, a busy schedule, and you're thrown out of your routine during the holidays, but you got to remember to take those medications. Doctors, for the most part, don't like to give medications that are unnecessary because we know that there's complications. So if you're on them, most likely it's necessary. Food is another problem in many different ways. Let's talk about number one is all the goodies and the extra pounds that are going to haunt you later on. But you know, a heavy meal, especially high fat meal, can stress the heart just as it digests the meal. You know, when we draw blood from people that have just eaten a fatty meal, we can actually see the fat in the blood when we draw it, little globs of white fat that are sitting in there. And that can actually clog the artery. So if you have an artery that's ready to be clogged anyway, and you eat a high fat meal like that, you can actually cause a heart attack just from that meal. Another factor in your diet is salt. During the holidays, we tend to eat more salty foods. That can cause fluid retention, and it can make your heart have to pump even harder. When your heart pumps harder, it requires more oxygen. That can strain your heart and cause a heart attack. Alcohol, that's kind of a food. For some people, it's one of the four basic food groups. Those people aren't very healthy, are they? Alcohol in moderation is fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't drink some alcohol, but when you start drinking enough that you get tipsy, that can actually put extra stress on your heart. It also dilates the blood vessels in your arms and your legs and your skin. That's why you get flushed. And that's why you can tell people that are drunk, because they tend to have a little flush on their face. That puts an extra stress on your heart. Moderation is the key here. We see something in the ER commonly. We call it holiday heart syndrome. And this is where alcohol literally irritates the heart muscle so badly that it causes atrial fibrillation. Dick Cheney recently had atrial fibrillation and was in the news. It's when the upper chambers of the heart kind of quiver in an out-of-control fashion instead of contracting in a unified fashion. And if that goes on for too long, it can actually cause a stroke, because a blood clot can form there and flip up into the brain. The key here is, if you feel your heart going to an irregular rhythm, seek medical attention immediately, because we don't want a blood clot to form and a stroke to happen. And this can be fixed if you show up in the hospital within the first few hours of it happening. You know, during the winter months, there's a few things that happen as well. It gets cold, and coldness actually constricts blood vessels and can cause extra strain on your heart. Also, it gets dark sooner, and people tend to do less exercise. They're outdoors less, because when they get home from work, it's already dark. Now, you got to find a way to keep exercise in your regular routine, even during these busy holidays. And in the winter months, we see more respiratory illness. That adds another stress to the heart when you're suffering from influenza or pneumonia, another good reason to get a flu shot. There have been studies that show a flu shot reduces your risk of heart attack. You know, the final stressor that we probably cannot avoid during the holidays is you're going to get together with your family. But you got to recognize, some of us, we don't really get along with our family. They cause stress. If we really admitted it, we don't like our family. You know, you got to come to terms with that and understand that that's going to cause you some stress. And if it's something you can't avoid, do these other healthy things to try and avoid stress. Don't just drink alcohol during the party to the point that you're obliterated and your family members no longer bother you because you can't even understand what they're saying. Try and use healthy ways to avoid the stress. Maybe limit the time you spend with these people. So the bottom line, take your medications like they're prescribed. Try and keep in a regular routine. Use alcohol in moderation. Limit salt intake and overeating. Don't delay in seeking medical attention. When you feel that heartburn, you've got to at least think to yourself, am I having a heart attack? Do other people a favor. If they're telling you they're having heartburn, or you see them kind of rubbing their chest, ask them about it. Put that little seed in their mind. I wonder if it's your heart. Especially women, they seem to have symptoms that are not the classic textbook symptoms. Sometimes they have shortness of breath, sweating, nausea. That may be it. So you've got to at least think about that, especially in people who have the risk factors for heart attack, a strong family history, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. So go out there and enjoy the holidays armed with this information so that you can enjoy them, have a good time, maybe help yourself out, save somebody's life, and the life you save may be your own. Got to run? Be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you will not miss another episode.
You've been listening to a podcast by Dr. Jim Keeney. You can hear more at www.jim.md.
Subscribe to my podcast now.
Don't miss another episode.